From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter says it was an American airstrike that killed up to 10 Iraqi security forces, but it appears to have been a mistake that involved both sides. Speaking in the Persian Gulf, Carter said he called Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to express his condolences. He said the two men agreed the regrettable incident would be investigated.
These kinds of things happen when you're fighting side by side, as we are, and we recommitted ourselves to that campaign against ISIL.
Iraq's defense minister said his Air Force's planes were grounded by bad weather and that coalition planes were covering an advance by Iraqi ground troops. Carter said a missile fired by a U.S. warplane hit Iraqi security forces near the city of Fallujah, which is controlled by the self-proclaimed Islamic State. The U.S. military said that targeting information for the airstrike came from Iraqi security forces on the ground near Fallujah. A new peace plan for Syria is meeting with mixed reaction one day after the U.N. Security Council unanimously approved it. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said the resolution is a step toward resolving the Syrian civil war. However, he cautioned it does not protect the Syrian people. Russian President Vladimir Putin said that his country is ready to step up its military involvement in Syria if necessary. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Friday that the diplomatic agreement was a milestone and should move forward quickly in the new year. Leaders of the Syrian opposition expressed skepticism about the plan on Saturday. This is VOA News. Yemen's military says at least 68 people have died in fierce fighting in northern Yemen in recent days, tainting an already fragile ceasefire between pro-government forces and Shiite Houthi rebels in the country. Security sources and witnesses say the clashes in the Hajjaj province killed about 40 rebels and at least 28 government troops, with dozens wounded on both sides. The violence comes as UN-sponsored peace talks aimed at finding a settlement to the conflict in Yemen are underway in Geneva. Negotiations began on Tuesday when it was not clear if the Iranian-backed Houthis would abide by the halt in the fighting. U.S. President Barack Obama began his Christmas-New Year holiday in Hawaii Saturday after an intense flurry of activity in Washington, including signing into law a new $1.1 trillion federal budget. In his weekly media address, the president said that economic progress, universal health care, and progress in the war on terrorism are some of the reasons he is optimistic headed into the new year.
Even as we continue to grieve over the attack in San Bernardino, we are leading a global coalition and hitting ISIL harder than ever.
Mr. Obama touted the recent global climate accord, the Iran nuclear deal, and the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade package as some of the highlights of the past year. The president leaves office in January of 2017. Uganda has announced that it will mediate peace talks between government and opposition groups in Burundi in an effort to end that country's deadly political unrest. Uganda's defense minister said that 14 groups, including Burundi's ruling party, opposition parties, and civil society organizations, will attend talks scheduled for December 28th. He said Uganda's president, Yoweri Museveni, will moderate the discussions. Both Burundi's government and the largest opposition coalition, that is, welcomed the move to resume peace talks to address the deterioration of the security situation in the country. Hundreds of people have been killed there in recent months. Somali officials say at least 3 people were killed and 25 others injured after an attack on a busy road in Mogadishu Saturday. Police told VOA's Somali service that a car packed with explosives detonated near the Al Kausar shopping area shortly after gunmen in another car opened fire on officials in the area. The VOA reporter says the former governor of the Galgaduud region was the target of the attack. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.